This is 90.1 WABE. For students with disabilities, school can be a challenge, but it can be harder if you're segregated from your peers. That's what the Department of Justice says Georgia's Programs for Students with Behavioral Disabilities is doing, and they say that is illegal. LEU reports.
When I first meet 11-year-old Kellen Powell, it's clear he's really curious.
I like your microphone.
Thank you.
Is this supposed to be on?
I hand him my headphones.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes. I actually hear it.
Kellen's going into the sixth grade at a school called Mainstay in Fayette County. It's part of the state's network of special education programs for students with EBD, or emotional and behavioral disabilities. Kellen has autism spectrum disorder. For the most part, he says he's happy with his teachers at school.
But the sad part is I don't get art or music class. I love art, and I also don't get science labs. Like where he could do little experiments.
And so he does his own sort of little experiments and exploration in his backyard. Today he shows me where he collects pieces of quartz. He's found a patch under a tree where he scrapes away dirt with his sneaker.
See? Here's one. This one has a lot of iron in it too.
How do you know that?
Look at all the red in it.
He picks up worms, listens to cicadas, anything that's hands-on. Science is his favorite subject, but at school he says it's taught from a computer. That worries his mom, Kirsten Powell.
He's missing out on a lot.
Kellen was put into the program at Mainstay 3 years ago. It's part of the Georgia Network for Educational and Therapeutic Support, which serves about 5,000 kids across the state. Kellen was placed there after he had outbursts at his other school. And because the program is separate from general education students, his mom says it feels isolating.
It feels like it's a dirty little secret, like he's been shut up and put away.
The Department of Justice has called it segregation. In a letter to Governor Nathan Deal this month, federal officials say Georgia is unnecessarily keeping students apart from their peers, that they're in substandard buildings and are in programs that are academically inferior. The DOJ says that violates the Americans with Disabilities Act.
These kids aren't getting access to the good things that other kids are getting, and they need them.
Leslie Lipson is a program director and lawyer at the Georgia Advocacy Office, a nonprofit for people with disabilities. She says students don't get field trips, PE, or even a prom.
These schools are not only segregating kids with disabilities, they're hidden. They're in the basement. They're in the trailer. They're in the school really far away.
The Attorney General's office and the State Department of Education declined to comment on the letter because of the pending nature of the case. In its investigation, the DOJ found issues were systematic in both rural and urban areas in the state. It said segregation can lead to stigma and deprive people of opportunities to be part of mainstream society. At Kellen School in Fayette, the program for students is at an old middle school.
This is the school, and it's just the hallway down there.
Kirsten Powell, along with Kellen, show me around outside the school.
Well, want to see a place I love to go?
He takes me to one of the few places where there's grass. There's a chain-link fence partially lined with honeysuckle. He likes to go there when school's out because there's butterflies and other creatures. The school doesn't have a playground. Kirsten Powell says she worries about Kellen being able to go to college.
He's very interested in immunology, very interested in bioengineering and things like that. And is he going to be able to have that opportunity?
Powell says she hopes the DOJ's letter and its findings will lead to that. If Georgia doesn't change its program for kids with behavioral disabilities, the Department of Justice says it could take the state to court. LEU, WABE News.